DCOM, baby.
That's the demons of the invention.
Okay. Now that does sound better than last.
Bars.
Like dying too. Okay, I'm just done with
you're
today.
You're just a dying.
I am dying inside.
He's dying.
I really am. Okay, do you want to clap for the cam?
Clap for the cam.
Beautiful.
That's
what I'm talking about, baby. We can just jump right into it by saying Kyle and I are not good at planning.
No.
And
we're free spirits. We go with the breeze.
Yeah, we are trying to be more consistent, but some would say that we're not. But okay, there's been holidays.
We had Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Yeah, you know, we're just busy and hungover most of the time. It's hard to make it work. So,
work.
In light of that, welcome to And That's the D with Sophia and Benji, where we break down and analyze, discuss, laugh at our favorite childhood DCOMs, otherwise known as Disney Channel Original Movies. What movie are we talking about this week?
December the 2nd.
The first week in December.
First week in December, December the 2nd. The time is now 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk about Halloween Town because we were supposed to do this a month and a half ago.
We're
some janglers, all right?
Okay,
love us or hate us, we're janglers.
We honestly were planning on doing like at all least of them. Three.
we had high ambitions. We did.
We did. We
fell
were
flat
gonna
on our face, though, I'll tell you what. But here we are.
Yeah, we were going to do three Halloween movies. We're like, yeah, we're going to do Halloween Town and Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire and Under Wraps. But like, we should save Halloween Town for the last week because it's the best. Like, save the best for last, obviously. The planners that we are decided just because our schedules didn't really line up over the month doesn't mean we have to sacrifice watching one of the greatest DCOMs of all time. Probably one of the most widely known DCOMs of all time.
Yep.
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
So, you know, we're here. We're doing it now. And it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
We couldn't not do Halloween Town. Come on. It's like the best. So,
it's definitely my favorite Halloween DCOM.
For sure.
Might even be my favorite Halloween movie. I don't know. Well, I mean, there's some scary movies.
I feel like it's kind of a personality trait, honestly, because on Instagram, every night of October, someone was watching Halloween Town and like cozied up with like some tea or some cute Halloween candy or like doing some festive shit when I'm just like home doom scrolling. Didn't watch
watching
Halloween
them.
Town. What did you think? What were your initial thoughts? What did it teach you? Did you enjoy watching it again?
Always enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple times. I watched it like two or three times during Halloween season and then just
this
recently.
Year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dude, I watched when Halloween comes around, like,
it's the best.
I base my movies around the season. So.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Christmas movies, I dug into Christmas right after Halloween. That was November 1st and I watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Love it.
Got right in there. But yeah. So Halloween Town, I favorite DCOM Halloween movie. Like I said, I watched it a couple times during the season, just watched it again.
Yeah.
It's always great.
It is always great.
It brings me back to what it brings me. We used to go on a beach trip with my dad's side of the family every October for that Columbus Day weekend when we used to get that day off from school.
Yeah.
So we'd go to Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, which is like the top of Outer Banks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Or the bottom somewhere. But anyways, that's like, I remember getting to the beach house because we got out of school early Friday, getting to the beach house Friday night and being there in time for the 8:30 premiere of when it was premiering on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Back in 98. Yeah.
Yeah, memories. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That October 17th, 1998.
That's when it was released?
Yep.
October 17th?
Yep.
So right before Halloween. They
yep.
really planned that well, didn't mm-hmm. they? They
yep.
thought that out. Directed by Dwayne Dunham. Notable actors. So it's interesting because, like, I feel like most of the actors besides Debbie Reynolds, who obviously Debbie Reynolds is, like, very famous. She was in a ton of older movies. I think the one that I recognized was Singing in the Rain. So she's, like, very seasoned actor.
Very well known.
Yeah. But the other people, or I guess the kids mostly, are just known for that movie.
Yeah.
Like
that series, I guess.
Yeah. I didn't really find any other
TV shows or anything.
I think the mom, Judith Hogue, she was in a few other movies too.
But even then.
Yeah, but she was not, like, I recognized her, but nothing was jumping out at me. So we don't really have to get into that. But nothing. Yeah. And then obviously you can stream this on Disney Plus as usual, rent it on Amazon, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play.
Come on. If you can't find the movie, then what are you doing?
But and first and foremost, where can you watch it, Kyle?
What, on iWebTV?
Yeah. Give everything, the people what they want.
Everything, people. You can always watch anything you want, anytime you want, always on iWebTV. Download it. It's worth the $5 to pay to get full access and everything. You never pay again.
Yeah.
Stream anything, people. I'm literally anything.
Sponsor us, iWebTV. Seriously. Okay, synopsis on Disney Plus. Love Let's these. We love these. This one's a short one. Marnie and her siblings discover their spooky heritage in Halloween Town. Ooh.
Wait, that was it?
That's it. So I've been an idiot for the past episodes because I've been looking at Amazon for the synopsis and the details. Disney Plus always has a synopsis as well, but sometimes it's really long and then sometimes it's one sentence, like the motocross one. It was like, a sister like takes her brother's place in a motocross competition. It's like, no shit.
Yeah, okay, cool. But we watched the commercial, we get it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I found a few like fun facts, but nothing super interesting or substantial. I think the biggest one is that Marnie is married in real life.
Oh, yes.
To Cal?
Yes.
Who's Cal?
Calabar Jr.
I didn't realize it was Calabar Jr. Is that, was right? That Luke?
No. No, Calabar's son.
Which one was the son? It wasn't Luke?
The son isn't, he wasn't in this one. He's not in this one. He's in the next one.
Okay, dude. I was so confused because I was watching it and I was like, which one's the dude that she's married to? Like, I know that she's married to some guy and everyone was obsessed with it. No. Okay. Okay. That's my bad.
No, that's the second one.
Okay. But so like, do you remember the second one well? Can you elaborate on that a bit? Because I haven't seen them in years. I mean, this is the first time I've watched Halloween Town since I was a kid.
So like, okay. So in this one, we have Calabar.
Yeah.
And he, you know, they ends up getting banished by the family and their witch power with a little talisman or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
He crazy.
So, yeah. Then in the second one, they go back to Halloween Town. Same thing, yada, yada, yada. And Marnie is, she wants to get her broom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel that. Get your broom, girl.
Yeah. So then that's where she runs into Cal and like he befriends her. But all along, like Cal, like he knows
he wants evil? His
plan. Yeah. Oh, it's Calabar's shit. Revenge.
Why are men always evil?
But Daniel Counts is his name.
Oh, okay. The actor.
Yeah. Let me see. Look, this is them together.
Yeah, like super cute. Love that for them.
They're wearing shirts that say straight out of Halloween Town.
That's so cute. Oh, that's really cute. Anyone else, it would be cringy, but that's cute. Yeah. They can do that. Kind of restores some faith for me in humanity as a whole. I'm like, that's very wholesome.
Yeah.
Love to see that.
And I mean, he really just fucks her over in the movie.
In the movie?
Yeah.
So was it like a happy ending in the second one?
Not
with them
really.
Too, or they just got together because they were coworkers. Like,
I guess, yeah.
Interesting.
It's got to be it.
Interesting. We can just like go through general thoughts and kind of.
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty much seen this one.
Yeah, I didn't really remember the premise though. The grandma comes for Halloween, and the mom is trying to hide the fact that Marnie is a witch, and she comes from a family of witches and whatnot. You know how it be. She's like sneaks around, sees her grandma doing some magic in the kitchen, and her mom is like really aggressive. It's like, Marnie is a human. So this leads me to a good question. If you are born into a family of witches or warlocks or whatnot, do you raise your kid that you have inevitably at some point as a fucking witch, or do you bring them to the human world? What do you do?
Okay, assuming that this is real, I would continue on raising them as a witch or warlock.
Really?
Absolutely.
Bro, I'd be like, no, you're going to be in danger constantly. Get your ass into the...
But you're a witch or warlock. You're able to avert danger.
Marnie got in this movie. She almost died.
But she didn't. She lived everyone. To make four more. So, like...
I know. Good for her. But still, I'm like, if I'm a
And
parent,
she's like the queen of Halloween Town now. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I win this battle. We're definitely raising that bitch. Or witch. Bastard. That witch or bastard.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like her mom was making the right decision there. But she was just like...
I see where her mom's coming from, but nah, wrong decision.
It was just like the teenage angst plus her also being a witch and her mom trying to like protect her from it. I was like, God.
Bro, but think about how much simpler like your life would be if you had like those simple things. Like the whole thing, the first thing that Marnie saw was her grandma turning the leftover chicken back into a live chicken.
Yeah,
like,
there's no going back from there.
Bam,
you could literally
just put it back out in the yard and wait till you want some chicken again.
Yeah.
It doesn't go bad in the fridge.
Yeah. And you can be a witch in the human world. It's exactly. Not like, yeah, you can definitely hide that shit.
You can be a witch, but you can never be a bitch.
Yeah, true. That's a good one. You know it's true when it rhymes.
It's always true when it rhymes.
No. When the little sister, what was her name? Do you
Sophie.
Remember? Sophie. Oh, my God.
How'd you
forget? I should have known that. She was like, I really want that cookie. I really want that cookie. And then it started floating to her. I was like, I fucking... relate to you on such a deep level right now.
And her mom stuck like, that cookie in her mouth like a fucking glizzy.
Thought the grandma was great.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Is
phenomenal.
This like the dynamic of the grandma and
that, and my second favorite character, Benny, that's his name, right? The cab driver.
Oh yeah,
Benny
yeah,
bag of bones.
The skeleton.
Yeah,
there's another fun fact about him online. It said that it was an actual, like, just a robot, which is interesting because I read it before I watched it and I expected it to look super old and
robotic.
Yeah. And like robotic and just like bad graphics like the other movies have been. And it looked really good, actually.
I think it looks good.
Yeah. I was shocked. It was like, those are the best graphics in the movie by far.
For 1998, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. He would like say something and he'd be like, ha! Like scream his laugh. You know, he'd be like, see you in the afterlife. Ha! He's just always making like witty one-liner jokes. It was hilarious. I did like him too.
Yes.
The witch's brew. She's like, I guess the instant doesn't work. She like literally popped out.
Yeah.
The instant.
Yeah.
Witch's brew,
the
like
witch's
instant
brew
ramen.
Box. Yeah.
What are you doing when you show up to Halloween Town for your first time?
Bro, I'm getting a broom and I'm flying. I want to fly.
Yeah,
I really want to fly. If y'all haven't caught on, I want to fucking fly.
I imagine it would be dangerous though. Before, like,
I imagine
you have to learn
be.
How to do that. Like, look at Harry Potter. Okay, those are kind of like high ass speed brooms, though.
I mean, he had the Nimbus 2000, so like,
yeah, that's not like a little.
That ain't a
it
little.
It was like straw and some wood.
Yeah,
in Marnie's broom.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, you'll probably be safe on that, I guess.
Do that. I don't know what else I would do.
I feel like I would just be so scared. Like, I'm such a baby when it comes to scary stuff. Like Halloween Town wasn't scary at all. It's like a very wholesome, cute movie. Like an adventure. Love a little coming of age, like adventure movie.
Yeah.
Little kids, especially when you're a kid watching it.
Had to save the fam.
Yeah. Saving the fam. I know these little kids are running around. So what was the part when they were like, they had to cut that guy's hair and take a sample of his hair?
They needed the hair of a werewolf, the sweat of a ghost.
Oh, okay.
The
ghost was like, just because I'm transparent doesn't mean I don't have feelings.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a bar.
Spitting straight facts.
Very true. Just because I'm transparent. And then what else did they have to get?
Fang from
the vampire.
He's
like, I am the tooth fairy. That was cool.
And then what else? I think that was it.
I think it was just those three.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the reveal that it was Calabar. I was honestly shocked. Like, I knew Calabar was going to be the bad guy because I just remember that, but I didn't remember how it all came to be.
The rose.
What?
Oh, wait, no, that's from the second movie.
I was like, he makes a rose for her. Yes. I love how he dated the mom too, yes, and he's totally trying to bang her.
Okay, so that's what happens in the second one. Calabar's son gives Marnie the rose.
And she's like, red flag.
Well, at the end of the movie, she's like, I should have known, the rose.
Oh, shit. The rose. Yeah. Yeah, Marnie, do better.
Yeah, Marnie, do fucking better.
Another thing that I was super confused about is, like, the kid, Luke. Right? He was, like, the one normal kid.
But he's, like, a troll.
Yeah, yeah, he's really a troll. But he was, like...
But Calabar made him that way.
So that he would, like, lure people in and stuff whatever. Yeah.
He was one of his goons.
He was like, I just did this so I could look handsome. And I was like, oh... Poor guy. That's like kind of relatable, honestly. But
oh man,
no, the cab driver was like, that's Luke. He thinks he's all cool because he got a nose job and something removed or something. And I was like, and then you just see them driving by and I'm like, look at that kid, like that's annoying.
Yeah.
And I thought he was gonna be like the kid that Marnie was interested in because I barely remember what happened in the movie. And then he was like harassing her grandma about shit, and I was like, what, bro, leave her grandma alone.
He wanted what, the spell book, right?
And because she knew megaplex, something was going on.
And
he was like, you know, he wants to reveal himself to you. And she was like, I'm not scared of anything, take me there. And then like they all got
yeah, grandma got and then mom got and it was up
and the
to
grandma was like frozen. When he was like, I remember that very vividly. Yeah.
Oh man, what a film.
He looked like a dementor when he like came through.
He did
the thing. I was like, what the fuck, why are there dementors in Halloween Town? I was so confused.
There were dementors before the dementors,
right? That was like the OG dementor. Yeah, tour.
That's where JK got it from.
Not my dementor.
Because when did Harry Potter
JK Rowling's
out?
Like low-key canceled. That's why I'm saying that. Obviously, is Harry she? Potter isn't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not my dementor. Calabar is my dementor. I wrote this down too. The hairdresser that they were like distracting, he was like, yeah, baby. He kept saying like, yeah, baby, like Austin Powers. I was like, what is going on right now? This is 1998. I don't know when Austin Powers came out, but that was funny. And Kyle, did you know that sea monkeys are actually shrimp?
I did know
what was
that.
The other fact that he said that was really funny, I can't remember it. That was cute.
But I just remember like, huh, I didn't know
that. I didn't really know that. Yeah, but overall movie was great. Super funny.
Always.
Super
always. It's
cheesy.
A classic.
Such a classic. And I have to shout out again all these kid actors, like initially,
very well done.
Yeah, going into the movies, watching them now, I'm not expecting them, like the acting to be good. Like, I'm genuinely not expecting it because I'm like, oh, I feel like I loved it as a kid because I was a kid and didn't like have any, I just wasn't paying attention to that. I was immersed into the story. But the kids are so good.
I don't think it's half bad.
Yeah, I mean, motocross, the actors were great.
Yeah.
Same with Even Stevens.
They do talent searches, so I mean they
yeah, same with the kids and Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. Like, it's all been great so far, so that's
reassuring,
fun. Yeah, that's really fun and reassuring, and it makes it more fun to watch it now because I'm like, these are actually pretty quality. Like,
it's not
the acting is quality.
It's like trying to watch any of the other old stuff from our childhood, kind of brutal.
That's
tried
what I
watching
mean.
Like Rugrats, that shit was brutal.
Yeah.
Some of those other old shows were brutal.
It's just like, sometimes it's just cringy now, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Foster's, like, Home for Imaginary Kids.
Yeah. Like, things just, I remember brutal. Them not looking that old. Like,
no, but like, we were, think about the TVs we were watching them on.
I know, they were literally squares.
Tubes,
yeah. They were squares. Yeah. So, I mean, there are DCOMs that are only in that in those dimensions, like in that resolution, it's like,
yeah,
4x5. No, 4x5 is Instagram.
I don't know what that means.
So. It's like 2x3 or something like that, but it's not like a flat screen. You know, obviously it's not gonna be that quality, but it just geeks to watch like old shows and have the big black bars on the sides. It's so weird.
I mean, you could pick widescreen or movie screen, whatever the different options, or
I forgot about that.
When DVDs come out, that wasn't even VHS.
true VHS was all like the square ass TVs. I remember having a big heavy square TV in my room as a kid.
Those TVs were so heavy,
they were just bulky as fuck, dude. It was like stressful to move TVs, and I feel like, you know, when you can have, I don't know, memories cause, it's not PTSD, it's not that serious, but like every time I pick up my TV, I'm assuming, first of all, I want to be careful with it. It's pretty big, but it's not heavy.
No, you like, can pick these TVs up and carry them by yourself anywhere.
But I just assume it's going to be because I remember, I have like the memory of the bulky TVs imprinted in my brain.
So what do you remember about Full Core Miracle?
Okay, yeah, so... this is so cool. Even on Wiki, it says it's a Disney Channel original Hanukkah movie. Cute. Love that.
He's wearing a yarmulke and a basketball.
Yeah. Full Court Miracle. I barely remember anything, if I'm being honest. Really? Yeah. I'm assuming that it's kind of like a Coach Carter type of scenario, but like for little kids, and then they're Jewish. So that adds a whole nother layer to it. It
basically just tells the story of Hanukkah.
Really go into Hanukkah. My memory is so terrible.
And the
you have a great memory. Benji has the best memory. He knows all of our friends' birthdays, and I literally have to ask him every year. It's embarrassing on my part. So what do you remember from it?
Well, I remember them getting to some big game, and there being this storm, and it knocked out the power, and but they had the backup generator, and the one like maintenance guy that like always hung around the school and like was like one of the assistant coaches, I guess, or background characters on the basketball team. He came in. He was like, "All right, we've got just enough fuel to last us this long. I don't know if we're gonna make it through the game." So
they're gonna use it for a game. That's funny. already analyzing.
Yeah, they So they go through, and it comes down to like the last couple seconds of the game, and the Jewish team is down by like a point or whatever. And this kid, he throws up the shot.
Wait, don't spoil it.
What do you mean?
Okay. Next episode on And That's the D.
You're asking me what I remembered.
Yeah, but you, I was looking for a gist, of what you remember. Okay, but you were literally just about to give away the end of the movie. So thanks, Kyle.
No, there's so much more to it. There's a dude in the van.
Okay.
Remember the dude in the van?
No.
Oh.
Literally not at all.
Okay.
So this is one of the ones that I was like, some memories were coming back to me once I saw the, what's it called? Like cover art for it. I was like, oh yeah, but it wasn't like a motocross one that I watched every time it was on. Like this was one that I maybe caught because my mom's Jewish and my dad is Christian, so I like definitely watched it because it was a Hanukkah thing, but not repeatedly.
Hey man, I saw this movie a lot. I'm not Jewish.
Really? Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that Jews would watch it more because they're Jewish. I'm just saying that's a reason that I would have watched it because
watched it because it was a movie to watch. It was a good movie.
It was a good, DCOM.
So I watched it.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to watching it again. So we'll do that next week. Obviously, you can watch on Disney Plus as per use.
As per use. iWeb TV, sponsor me. Always Please. And forever. It's Thursday night as well. If you're trying to watch Thursday night football and you're just a lame, you don't have any cable, you don't have YouTube TV, Hulu Live, whatever. Hey, iWeb TV's got you. You can literally pull it up, live stream it right to your TV.
There you go. We should just, do they have an Instagram account?
dude, I don't know. I'm going to find them.
Is it like not kosher?
What?
Like the,
it's literally on the app store and everything.
Oh, okay. Like it's so got it in-app is
purchases. And
it's
everything.
Vetted. It's not it's, like,
yeah,
okay.
No, it's a legit
word.
Total. Like it's not like black market sketchy Pirate Bay or any of that.
Yeah.
Word. I mean,
dude, question
answered.
have you ever donated to Wikipedia?
No, I knew you were gonna ask that.
Because I have.
Have you?
Yeah, I did it once, and I think it was like $3 or $4, but I was like, I really do use Wikipedia a lot, and I feel bad just seeing it and like exiting it out.
But like, also, come on, Wikipedia. There's so much. You can run a little ad on the side of your Wikipedia page, and no one would say anything.
Yeah, it was always interesting to me, like, that I was like, who's are the actual like people of the community?
It's literally community people, but paying, like, someone has to
like our taxes run should just go servers. Toward fucking Wikipedia, dude. So how are we not paying taxes for Wikipedia?
It's not like a U.S. site, like, is it? It's on the internet. It's worldwide.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, of course, but it's like kind of to that effect of like, we all use it all the time. It's just a benefit that should be available to us at all times. So like, I don't know, imagine people being like, I'm paying taxes for Wikipedia.
Yeah,
what the fuck, I pay for these streets.
I mean, if everyone did, it'd be like a penny.
That's what I mean. Like, just fucking throw it onto
No, because then that opens the door to anything else. It's like, why don't we just pay taxes for everything?
Fuck taxes. How about we just don't pay taxes?
Okay.
How about that?
We got to get rid of a lot of shit if we don't want to do that. But anyway, this is a different rabbit hole. But no, like, instead of that, just put a fucking ad there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Once a year, be like, hey, since you poor saps didn't want to chip in $2.75,
we're going to run this ad. Sorry about it. Not sorry. I think that wraps it up for today. Halloween Town 1998. Highly recommend if you haven't watched already.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks
just
for itself.
Just like we remember. Yeah. And next week, we'll be watching Full Court Miracle. Please join us. That will be a good time. Hope you guys are thriving in this new year. And yeah, that's all I got to say about that. We will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, that's the D.
With Sophia and Benji, baby.
Peace.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.